You're playing with Candy from VoiceLikeCandy.com.
You wander off from the main resort area and walk the beach aimlessly. Soon, there isn't anyone else in sight, and you have the beach all to yourself. You're casually dressed in sandals, swim trunks, and a loose, comfortable shirt. This is a vacation day, and you're enjoying yourself in a foreign land. The tide starts to come in, and bits of flotsam and jetsam wash ashore. You spot a glint of sunlight shining off something, so you wander off towards it to investigate. The dry, hot sand turns into moist, wet sand under your feet. You find an ornate bottle. It's round at the bottom with a tall, slender neck. You wash away the dirt in the next wave that comes up to your knees, and now you see that the bottle is encrusted with gold and jewels. You can't see what's inside because the glass seems cloudy and isn't translucent. Should you turn it into the authorities? It looks very valuable, like an antique. Surely someone has already reported it missing. As you turn around and start to head back to the resort, you suddenly get the urge to pop open the elaborate crystal stopper to see what's inside. Surely it wouldn't hurt just to take a peek or a sip before turning it in. It begins as a casual thought, but it gradually nags at you until you can no longer think about anything else. You have no idea that the magic inside the bottle is doing this to you. You feel like a kid who finds a wrapped Christmas present with the tag addressed to him. You find a clear, dry patch of sand and sit down. You struggle with the fancy-looking crystal stopper. It is harder to remove than it appears. Once you begin fumbling with it, the urge to remove it becomes intensely stronger. You begin to panic that you might never remove it, and the contents inside, no matter what they are, would be forever lost to you. This makes you struggle even harder until, after trying everything else, you finally stumble upon the secret to opening it. As the crystal stopper is removed, suddenly pink smoke billows out of the bottle. It starts as a thin, wispy stream, but rapidly becomes nearly 5 feet tall. This smoke smells wonderful, like a fragrant perfume, and for a moment, you forget the wonderment of this event and are taken away by the lovely smell. You almost feel intoxicated. Your eyes seem to be playing tricks on you as you see the smoke take the form of a person. Your attention snaps away from the wonderful, intoxicating scent and back to the present moment. Indeed, the pink smoke has finished escaping from the bottle and is concentrating into the form of a woman, with her arms above her head, palms facing inward and touching each other. The smoke finally clears, and there is a genie standing in front of you. You scramble to your feet from a sitting position in amazement as I appear before you. You take in the pink pantaloons and headpiece. My veil is streaming from the top of the headpiece and down my back. My beautiful blonde hair up in an elaborate braid with ponytail. But it's my push-up red bikini crop top, exposed midriff, and pushed-up breasts that really have your attention right now.
What does Master desire?
You see a small group of strangers approaching from off in the distance. You don't want anyone taking your newfound treasure. As you look at me, you realize the situation would be very difficult to explain.
Oh, Master desires to be alone with Genie.
You realize that I can read your thoughts. But before you can clarify, I fold my arms, nod my head, and blink. Suddenly, the two of us, along with the bottle, are in a small, cozy, Arabian-style bedroom with many cushions strewn about. We are seated immediately next to each other. My perfume is strong because I'm so close, and it smells just like the lovely pink smoke. You look toward me and find your gaze falling down into my cleavage. You can't help it. It's so enhanced by my push-up crop top. I'm a C-cup, but my push-up top is designed to deceive, so it appears as a D-cup. You have a hard time looking away and back up to my face. Because the strong scent of my perfume has an intoxicating side effect, you feel your inhibitions slip away and an erection form in your swim trunks.
Does Master like breasts?
I ask as I catch your gaze. I put two of my fingers to my temple and cutely furrow my brow as I try to read your mind.
Oh, Master does like breasts. Are mine big enough for Master? Whose breasts would Master like to play with?
I display no sense of jealousy as I read parts of your mind and follow your immediate base impulses. Your logical mind is trying to form a response. You want to say that I am beautiful and pleasing to you, but my magical perfume is making you drunk, so the words come out a bit jumbled. You try to stammer out your answer, but I'm quicker than you.
Oh, Master is a big boob porn addict. To whom did Master pleasure himself to last night?
This blunt question catches you off guard. You remember that you did, in fact, jerk off last night, and the woman's image briefly comes to mind. You shake your head and try to clear your thoughts.
Oh, yes, Master. She has very large breasts indeed.
I fold my arms and blink, and suddenly a busty web model of Eastern European descent appears. You nearly gasp in shock. It is the exact woman you ejaculated to last night. It's Jordan. She's a few inches taller than me, shapely legs, round ass. She must work out a lot. And OMG, those giant breasts. They look even bigger in real life than they do on the web. Jordan has never posed topless. She always covers up, despite wearing daring or skimpy outfits. Today is no exception. She's wearing Daisy Duke shorts, high heels, and a tight white spaghetti strap tank top with a very deep scoop plunge neckline and a white lacy push-up bra. Jordan acts as if nothing is wrong and doesn't seem to notice that she was magically teleported.
Oh, Master, she is quite busty indeed. Her legs are also shapely and tan. Turn around, Jordan, so Master and I can see you from behind.
Jordan wordlessly obeys and mindlessly stares at the Persian curtains, completely oblivious that she's being ogled like a piece of meat.
Oh, Master, I see her bottom is very nicely shaped. Mine is shaped like that too, although I am not as tall. I could not walk in those heels like she can, Master. What do you call those? Oh, fuck me pumps. Would you also like to see me in fuck me pumps, Master?
I blink, and my Persian sandals are replaced by 6-inch heels. I try walking around the room, but end up tripping and falling into you and the cushions. My hand lands in your crotch due to falling unexpectedly. I'm confused, as I've never seen or felt a human penis before, and right now, you're fully erect. My hands pressure on your cock, and the constraining feeling of your swim trunks is very uncomfortable.
Is Master in pain?
I read your mind before you can answer. Blink, and suddenly your trunks are gone. Your hard cock is completely exposed, and I stare intently at it in amazement. Jordan notices, yawns, and then idly begins twirling a few locks of her long, curly hair in one of her fingers.
Master, this thing is amazing! I have not seen such a thing before! Why is not Jordan also intrigued?
The model answers in a thick Eastern European accent that she sees those every time she does a photo shoot.
A cameraman or member of the lighting crew is always stroking his filthy cock somewhere off camera.
Master, what does cock stroking mean? Do you also stroke your filthy cock when looking at Jordan?
I read your mind and reach forward and touch your erect penis. You feel a jolt of pleasure, which I detect as I'm still mind-reading your base impulses.
How can this be? Master receives much pleasure from such a simple thing.
Jordan blandly offers her industry-jaded opinion.
He is pervert. All men are.
Do not insult Master. Master is a big boob porn addict.
Jordan shrugs and resumes twirling her hair.
Master, it is not right that she address you so. You may do anything to her that you wish. She will be totally obedient to your desires and will not remember anything when I return her to her normal space and time.
I'm clumsily touching your cock all the while. You manage to drunkenly mutter to me while staring at Jordan's face and chest.
You're doing it wrong. Stroke it this way and use some lube.
You briefly demonstrate your preferred stroking method, and then I giggle and clap. I blink, and a tube of KY warming jelly appears in my left hand. My right hand brushes away from your cock, and moments later, you feel me stroking you off like an expert. It feels amazing as you stare at your most favorite beat-off material. I sense this and coo.
I am happy to bring Master pleasure. Does this not look wonderful, Jordan?
That looks disgusting,
she says blankly. She's thinking about a manicure she's supposed to have in about an hour and a shopping trip after that. I furrow my brow a little and say,
That just will not do. You must not displease Master.
I blink, and suddenly Jordan's bra is gone beneath her shirt. I perceive a reaction from your cock and blink again. This time, Jordan's nipples stiffen and are clearly noticeable through the fabric of her top. As you stare, you reach over and begin fondling my chest through my crop top. All bets are off now.
Master, I like this. Jeannie has never felt this before. Do you also wish to do this to Jordan?
You numbly nod your head in agreement, and I continue slowly pumping your cock with my hand.
Come here, web slut, as you must obey Master's command. Come show Master that which you have denied him.
Under my mind control magic, Jordan obediently pulls her tight white top over her head, and for the first time in your life, you get to see her full breasts completely uncovered and fully exposed. Her nipples are a little too high and in an unnatural place, a clear sign that her breasts were surgically enhanced. I sense this turns you on even more.
Master thinks a woman who deliberately had surgery to make her breasts unusually large is a whore for men's attention. Master would be most pleased if you would admit this fact and receive his attention.
Jordan says in thickly accented English,
I am attention whore. I hate penis, but I love money.
As she perfectly walks toward you and I in her high heels. She sits next to you on the luxurious Persian couch on the opposite side of me, her amazing breasts now easily within reach. You take your hands off me and greedily attack Jordan's full breasts, kneading and squeezing them. I pout and say,
Jeannie's breasts want attention too. Plaything, you have idle hands, do you not?
Jordan blandly replies,
Oh, okay. Well, here's how film crew usually does to me after the rated PG film shoot ends.
With that, she reaches over with a free hand and touches me more expertly than you were doing. The realization that Jordan is routinely manhandled by multiple men on a regular basis and that she is exclusively in your hands now is more than you can stand. You feel an orgasm building thanks to my continued dick stroking, but you want to savor this time together. You drunkenly mutter,
Too soon. Can't come yet. Wanna fuck her.
I blink, and suddenly something feels a little different about your cock. You still feel intense pleasure, but you're no longer at the edge. In fact, it feels impossible to get there. I proudly proclaim,
Now Master can copulate to his heart's content, and Jeannie will watch and learn about this fucking.
I move aside as Jordan straddles your lap, facing you, still with an emotionless expression on her face. Her round, soft ass pressing against your thighs, but the crotch of her Daisy Duke shorts roughly press against your cock.
Jeannie, the shorts, the panties,
you manage to say. I blink, and Jordan's clothes instantly vanish. She now straddles your lap facing you, the warmth of her cunt now detectable by your cock.
Master, is this fucking?
The pervert isn't inside yet. He must like being teased. Why else would he subscribe to my non-nude website?
You stammer.
Jeannie, you do it. Grab it by the base.
I gleefully clap my hands as I read your mind to finish the rest. I've never done this before. This is all so new to me.
Master wants Jeannie to grab the base of his cock and use it to guide his shaft and head around Jordan's clitoris and pussy lips until Master can't hold back anymore. Is that tease?
You nod as you resume fumbling clumsily in your drunken stupor with Jordan's massive tits. You want to bring them to your face and suck on them. I grab the base of your cock. Gently but firmly, and begin moving it in slow circles so the head of your cock traces around Jordan's pussy lips. I hear you say,
"Make her turned on and wet."
I blink, and Jordan's cunt immediately becomes sopping wet and her clit finally stiffens.
Now rub it against her clit. Make her beg us to stick it in.
You say, right before you attack one of her breasts with your mouth with gusto.
Oh, Master, this looks like fun!
I playfully move your shaft back and forth, so that your cockhead runs up and down the entire length of Jordan's clit. It gets below the clit and brushes aside her pussy lips, threatening to slip inside. And then I giggle and pull your cock out and slide it back up to the top of Jordan's clit to start the process all over again. Jordan begins wiggling her hips on her own, influenced by the aphrodisiac magic I used on her. This greatly excites me.
Read your mind. Tell me what her cunt feels like right now.
You drunkenly command.
What is cunt, Master?
That wet bit of flesh you're rubbing my penis against.
I wrinkle my brow a little bit in concentration, pause, and then suddenly exclaim,
Master! It tingles down there in a very peculiar way. I think I enjoy this feeling very much.
Make her beg, and you'll feel something much better.
Master, I could not imagine better. I have never experienced a sensation like this. But your wish is my command.
I nod and blink, and Jordan's gyrations immediately intensify.
Fuck me now. I need it,
she says huskily in heavily accented English.
You need what?
You tease, slowly getting adjusted to the intoxicating scent of my magical perfume.
Your filthy cock.
In which dirty hole of yours?
My dirty cunt. I want it in my dirty cunt.
Oh, that greatly pleases, Master!
And with that, you thrust your hips upward, plunging into Jordan. You can't believe what's happening. You're fucking that busty web model. She's never even posed nude. And now, you're fucking her. You're fucking Jordan. She moans loudly and starts speaking lewdly in her native tongue. Neither of us know what she's saying.
Read her mind again. And mine.
You command. I pause and begin to quiver. My free hand, the one not grabbing your cock at the base, reaches up to grope my own breast.
Master, I want your cock too. I can tell, it feels quite extraordinary.
But you're feeling quite comfortable exactly where you are, underneath Jordan with her straddling you, grinding her pussy down on your cock as you greedily suck away on her breasts. You don't want this feeling to ever end, and it might not, since I use my anti-orgasm magic on you. This is both ecstasy and agony for you. But I persist, like a spoiled kid who is in a candy store for the very first time.
Master, this feels so good, reading your minds. I really want to have your cock now.
I pester you over and over like this. I read your mind and hear these thoughts.
Jeannie has been really good to me, so she deserves a reward. Plus, she's not all that bad to look at. With her magic, I'll bet she can make that pussy unbelievably tight.
Then you say aloud,
Okay, Jeannie, you win.
I may really have Master's cock?
Yes, Jeannie, you may.
Apparently, you misunderstood what I meant. I take my hands away from what they were doing, pull down my pantaloons, and pull aside my underwear. I start thumbing my clit like mad. Is something wrong with your eyes? Or is something odd happening down there? Before your very eyes, my clitoris slowly changes into an exact duplicate of your cock. My clit thumbing evolves into a full-fledged cock stroking. My free hand grabs the tube of KY lube and smears some all over my new cock. I read your mind again to remind myself how you like to stroke yourself, and I start repeating the same motions.
Master, what an amazing thing you let me have! This feels so incredible! How do you manage to leave your home with a wonderful thing like this? I would stroke myself all day long! Can I feel what you're feeling right now, too?
I'm not giving up this hole I'm in, but I believe Jordan has a free one back there.
Ah, how very clever you are, Master.
Reading your mind to figure out the hole and position you were thinking of, I approach Jordan from behind and prepare to take her anally. I can hear the thought screaming in your mind. Double fucking penetration.
That is disgusting. Only my agent gets to do that.
Do it. Fuck her ass. But do it slow.
I mount Jordan from behind and tease the web slut's asshole with the head of my well-lubricated prick.
Hold her still, Master. I want to go inside so bad.
You shove your cock deep inside her pussy, then remove both your hands from her enormous breasts and firmly clasp her ass cheeks, spreading them apart for my convenience. You've never done a DP before. You've only seen it done in porn, and you want to savor every moment. I push the head of my engorged cock inside Jordan's asshole. No. Jordan squeals as the cockhead finally pops inside. The rim of my cockhead is inside. What is this? I am feeling sensations I have never felt before. Just 1 inch inside now. Through the thin wall that separates Jordan's ass from her pussy, you can feel the head of the clone of your cock rubbing against the base of your shaft as your cock is still buried deep inside her cunt.
Master wants to feel this cock rub against his own cock through this woman.
I push a little further inside and bite my lower lip in pleasure. Not only is this my first time possessing a penis, it is also the first time I have plowed into a human.
Master, I feel this woman's flesh gripping me. Is this what Master also feels?
Without waiting for an answer, I slowly push further inside Jordan's ass, inch by inch, without regard for Jordan's protests.
I've told you before, only my agent gets to do that. Pull it out. I don't want your pre-cum leaking into me.
Pre-cum? Master, what is that? It is a prelude to what exactly?
Oh, Jeannie, you'll find out soon enough. I'll bet you can use your magic to produce a whole lot of it.
You start to move your cock again, slowly thrusting in and out of Jordan's sopping wet pussy, trying to match my rhythm. It takes a bit of practice, but gradually both of us figure out what makes each other's cocks feel good.
Jeannie, no. Use your magic. Make us stop resisting and love this.
Love?
You used a poor choice of words. You should have said lust for, or enjoy, or revel in being DP'd by the two of us. I have never experienced love, being trapped in my bottle for nearly all my life. 1,300 years inside that bottle, to be exact. I start to read your mind, Jordan's and yours, to find a frame of reference for love. All while the three of us are experiencing waves of pleasure, varying in intensity from person to person. Feelings of butterflies in the stomach, utter devotion, selfless sacrifice, jealousy, the longing for another person, and the bitterness of separation and loss. All of these feelings and memories and more crash into my mind.
Does Master also love Jeannie?
I ask out of naive innocence. The true impact and nature of my question is lost on you as you blurt out,
yes,
without thinking it through. Your thoughts are solely focused on physical pleasure, while mine are mixed with that of a schoolgirl's first love crush. Your yes pushes me over the edge, and suddenly, and without warning, a powerful jet of sperm erupts from my cock, still buried up Jordan's ass. This powerful sensation of orgasm is utterly new to me. I cry out as a second shot of cum spurts out of my cock. This was my very first orgasm, and it feels fantastic. Jordan reacts in disgust.
Ew, that is gross. Don't do that up there. I poop from there.
I suddenly remember your command and manage a quick blink before the third stream of jism sprays out of my cockhead. The magic interrupts Jordan's complaints.
You're so disgusting, both of you. I hope you both die and... Please, do it more. Don't stop coming inside my ass. And you, pervert, keep fucking my tight, slippery cunt.
But I am beyond caring about my magic's effect on Jordan. Instead, I blink a new spell on myself just as my orgasm is about to fade. My orgasm returns to full force and power, causing more thick jets of goo to spurt deep down Jordan's ass, much to the busty web model's supernaturally induced delight. While you cannot see what is going on back there in Jordan's ass, you can sure feel it. My cock pulses against yours each time the cum spurts out. After 9 or 10 spurts, you gently urge me.
You'll hurt her if you keep going forever. Pull out. She's had enough for now.
I pout.
But Master, your cock feels so good like this.
You find it amusing that I refer to the cloned cock that grew from my clitoris as your cock. You joke.
You better take good care of that now.
I whine a little as I obey Master and slowly pull the entire length of my cock out of Jordan's ass. A few moments later, you feel a warm, gooey sensation as my cum leaks out of Jordan's ass and drips down onto your shaft and balls. I have never seen semen before and stare amazed at it. Then I step back a little, admire my handiwork some more, and resume stroking my cock. I am fascinated by sperm, and I want to come again. Unlike a normal human male, I used my magic to keep my cock fully erect instead of letting it go flaccid after ejaculating. You take a commanding tone, giving me a new order.
Hold on, Jeannie.
You're a little jealous as my magic is stopping you from coming.
My cock is filthy now. It needs to be licked and sucked clean.
Your intention is to have Jordan suck you off so you can come in her face and on her tits. You've always wanted to do that, and you think you could order me to release my anti-cum seal on your dick. Total miscommunication here. My eyes sort of glass over as I reply.
Yes, Master. Your cock must be made clean again.
I blink, and another change begins taking place. Again, I have misunderstood your command. My cock, still smeared with semen, lube, and Jordan's juices all over the head and upper shaft, grows in length. It grows and grows until it is a grotesque 3 feet long. Still stroking it, I pull the monstrously long dick between my luscious breasts and up to my own mouth and begin licking it, tentatively at first. My facial expression changes as soon as I taste it, and suddenly I pop the head inside my mouth and begin slurping and sucking at it lustfully. The sight of me sucking cock, any cock, really gets you going. I have such a lovely face and hair. The contrast with my appearance versus the nasty act I am committing turns you on more and more.
Jeannie, I mean I want my cock, the one attached to me, sucked off. Since your mouth is busy, I'll take Jordan's.
I say a muffled, mouth still full of cock. Jordan climbs off you and gets on her knees. You stand up and stand very close to her. I see your cock, now outside of Jordan's pussy for the first time in a while, still with some of my cum dripped on it. I moan at the sight and use my magic to make myself come again, this time in my own mouth as I continue slurping. The sight of white, gooey sperm leaking out of your genie's mouth excites you, and you hurriedly point your dick at Jordan's face.
Do me too.
You say in an excited quiver.
Please, if I do this for you, will the two of you DP me some more?
You and I both blurt out in unison.
Yes!
Jordan takes you inside her mouth, and you enjoy the view of standing above her, looking down at her gorgeous face and massive cleavage. You think now is just about the perfect time to come. There is just one or two things missing.
Jeannie, take that out of your mouth and point it at her face. I want you to jack off like I do and make a cummy mess on her face with it. And I want you to release that no-coming spell you put on me.
I happily comply. I never knew all of this could be so much fun. I pull my cock out of my mouth, and several ounces of cum spills from my pink lips and down onto my lovely chest.
Oops, I will have to clean that up later, Master.
I blink, and my cock returns to your normal size. I stand near you, right next to Jordan's face and your cock, and begin mimicking the jerk-off technique you taught me earlier.
Release that spell so I can come in her mouth, Jeannie.
May Jeannie also have that feeling again, Master?
Yes. Do it as much as you want for as long as you want. All in her face, hair, and breasts. Release the spell on me once your cum is dripping down her nose and chin.
I read your mind and have a vision of you beating off to Japanese bukkake porn. I have no idea what the phrase Japanese bukkake porn means, but I can see it clearly in your mind. I realize your trigger to make you cum is when you see a woman suck off a guy with another guy's sperm on her face or in her mouth. And then there's that one other website.
Master, what does sloppy seconds and jousting mean? Oh, Master, I know. I just saw it in your mind. Jordan, you web slut, rub the heads of our cocks together until I ejaculate into your mouth. Then put Master's lovely cock into your cum-filled mouth and suck him as hard as you can.
Oh, I hate it when film crew make me do this after a PG shoot. But okay, this is all I'm good for anyway.
And just like that, Jordan starts rubbing our identical cocks together. The sensation feels so good, but I love the feeling of ejaculating even more. I read your mind to learn what to say when you are ready to bust a nut inside a woman's mouth.
Oh, here it comes! Take it, you filthy bitch!
That is not very nice, but that is what I read from your mind, and it feels so good. Jordan is taking my hard cock into her slutty mouth, and she is sucking on me. It is time to use my magic again. And there it goes! So much sperm erupting from my copy of Master's cock into her mouth. It feels amazing. I look over at Master, and he is stroking his cock like crazy. I blink again and release the no-coming magic on Master. The look on Master's face suddenly changes. You look like you are in extreme agony. The need for you to ejaculate must be overwhelming.
Bring it closer, Master. I will pull out now and make room in this slutty mouth for you.
And that tips you over the edge. Jordan opens her mouth wide for you, her tongue covered in my sticky goo, and wraps her painted lips around your filthy, vile penis. You can feel the warmth of my semen inside her mouth, on her tongue. She is sucking you as hard as she can now.
Do not hold back, Master. That is not good for you. Just let it go.
You start exploding. I use my magic on you to squeeze out more jets of sperm than normal.
It gives me so much pleasure seeing that Master is happy. Did I make you happy, Master? Will you keep me or throw me and my bottle back into the ocean?
Catching your breath, you give me a sly grin and say,
Oh yeah, I'm keeping you. I'm never gonna let you get away.
Oh, I am so happy, Master. Let me send this bitch back to her own time and space, all cleaned up, and we can start building our own love nest together. I want to be with you forever, Master.